Simon & Schuster Audio presents If You Ask Me, Essential Advice from Eleanor Roosevelt. Edited and with an introduction by Mary Jo Blinker. Read by Cassandra Campbell and Amanda Carlin.
Forward. My grandmother always encouraged keeping an open mind and seeking as many different opinions as one had time for. She claimed it helped to clarify her own thinking. Eleanor's story was a progression from timidity to self-confidence. She felt she could choose the right answer if given time for thoughtful deliberation, and if she maintained respect for those around her, even if she didn't share their views. The passage of time has only proved how prescient she was. She saw clearly how things could change for the better, and she saw that the only possible solution was for people to take greater responsibility for their community, their country, and their world. Here, in If You Ask Me, she gives us advice both timeless and timely, worth reading for the time it grew out of, as well as the timelessness of its observations on human nature and values. Eleanor speaks to us from a familiar milieu, the Progressive Era and the Gilded Age, so gilded that wealthy white women, at least during daylight hours, left their townhouses en masse for the tenements of New York City's Lower East Side. It is easy to dismiss these privileged social reformers, but we should also remember their victories. Child labor and sanitation laws, women's suffrage, and contraceptive rights. Even prohibition, though set against a backdrop of anti-immigrant zeal, was intended to combat a real culture of drug and alcohol abuse still destroying families today. Eleanor was not a teetotaler. She drank socially, though not during prohibition. She smoked because she sometimes felt it made others more comfortable for her to do so. She accepted the end of prohibition as having been a foolhardy attempt to legislate morality, primarily because it had encouraged the consumption of spirits over wine and so made the problem only worse. Grandmère knew that as First Lady, people looked to her first as a symbol, but she infused a ceremonial role with warmth. As Franklin was president through the Great Depression and World War II, Eleanor provided a sign of continuity to rally around during uncertain.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?